You see people have been complaining about Sakamoto Days already? Or I should say the Japanese people have been.
They have why?
They say the animation isn't up to snuff and they don't like the voice actors.
I assume they're talking about the Japanese.
For the Japanese dub, yeah.
Interesting. I haven't watched it yet, so I've only watched the first episode of Solo Leveling so far.
Yeah, I have watched nothing. So I'm starting probably tonight or tomorrow.
First episode of Solo Leveling was really good.
Well, I already knew that, but turn it up for sure. Thanks for the confirmation.
Banger opening.
I'm hyped.
Banger outro. Opening of the year candidate for sure.
That's until Creepy Nuts does some shit that shuts everything else down.
Look, it's Lisa we're talking about, okay?
Yeah, I would say that she got a fighting chance any year.
Any year.
What the heck?
Any year.
What the fuck?
What is going on?
What the hell? Well, he was lagging so hard.
Shit's crazy, bro. I mean, it is about the thunderstorm, but I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
You good? So?
You just made the list!
Uh-oh, so.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh my god.
There you are.
Alright, there you go.
Okay. It connected y'all to my TV.
What the hell? That's
literally what happened. Oh my god.
I don't know, bro.
That was interesting. Connected y'all to the TV.
Like screen mirrors, right?
Yep.
And I was like, because I know Discord's not on TV yet.
I was holding stuff in my living room and I was like, it doesn't sound right.
Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga in them top 5 list. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. 3 homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime, movies, and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another fine edition of your baby mama's favorite podcast. We are the Otaku Collective. My name is Josh. With me, as always, are Zoe and Seth. Boys, say what up to the people.
Yurt.
What'd you say, Zoe?
I said, what's up?
Yeah, see what happens when you enunciate.
It definitely was a discouraged what's up. You know, technological issues always annoying me. It's really probably just from work and all that. But, like, technological issues is, like, one of my new annoyances. It's like a pet peeve kind of thing. So,
no, I get it.
I was trying to be energetic, but you literally called me out. You're like, Zoe, we didn't even hear what you said. So, it was clearly no energy at all.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. It was muffled. So, I was just like, maybe it was energetic, but it was muffled.
Yeah, it was really bad. But we hear... You know, technology does its thing. We find our ways around it. We're going to keep improving and getting better. Been an amazing week, honestly. No complaints. It felt weird this week, you know, with New Year's Eve and day, and then I went to work for 2 days. So it was like, it was weird.
Off, like, 6 days before that, though?
Yeah, I was. And that's what I'm saying.
He was off longer
than
6 days, yeah.
Yeah, I was off for like 8 days. 8 days. Well, no, if you do work days, it's technically 6. Like, if you're talking business days, because of my normal 2 off days. But, yeah, so it was
that's
6.
Fair, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, it was 6 business days. But I went back.
To my normal off days in vacation.
Oh, yeah, you get it. I went back to try and, like, relieve some of the, because there's a lot of people that were off. And, like, I don't know. I could have took it off. Thursday was probably a little bit more because of the New Orleans thing. I'll say this. because of all the crazy news that may come up in Josh's news hour today, I was needed at work this week. But if none of that stuff, since like, you know, Sunday, President Carter and all that from beyond, if none of that happened this week, it would have been no reason for me to go to work. I can say that much. Because Thursday was a little more crazy, but Friday was like at that point, it's been like 5 days since the New Orleans attack. So it really was just like, you know, talk about how people are handling it and all that. It was more of like a mental health checkup day. So, yeah, pretty interesting week. Lessons to everyone and prayers for anyone affected by anything that's happened in America this week. It's been a really interesting, rough week. So wanted to send my condolences.
No, that's real. My mental has been mostly solid, but it's definitely been up and down these last 2 weeks. So this week in news will not be returning this week, probably next week. But I do have another new segment, because I'm always a man with a bunch of ideas, because I'm good like that. So the new segment, a segment that I hope to be near and dear to your hearts very soon, it's Josh's list.
You just made the list.
And this week on Josh's list is ice cream flavors. Top 5 ice cream flavors, according to Josh. All right? I don't give a fuck what nobody else feels. This is my opinion. This is just for me. This is my segment. You can only comment on it. All right. At number 5, butter pecan. Smooth, classic, nothing too crazy. Do what you need to do. Get in, get out. 4, vanilla. Just regular vanilla. Classic. OG. Original.
I'll wait.
Number 3. Birthday cake. Used to be higher, but it's on a downtrend right now. Solid option. You know, some people find kitty. Whatever. Near and dear to my heart. Number 4. Turtle track. I fell in love with it a lot recently. Thanks to my mom. I bought her some not too long ago, and she gave me the rest of the carton. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And number 1, Tutti Frutti. Ain't nothing wrong with a good Tutti Frutti.
What do you mean? What is Tutti Frutti?
What is Tutti Frutti?
I also haven't heard that one.
You had Tutti Frutti before?
Nope.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. What's Tutti Frutti? You got to describe it a little more.
It's kind of like...
This is like a mixed berry.
Like bubblegum.
Oh, a bubblegum.
Yeah, it's like mixed berry bubblegum.
Mixed berry bubblegum.
Interesting.
I can't believe y'all had Tutti Frutti before.
Oh, I was really shocked
that for that to be your number one. I was like, oh. That was on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
It's on Josh's list.
It's on Josh's list. The only thing that matters.
What is mint chocolate chip fit?
In the fucking dirt.
Speaking of ice cream and mint chocolate chip, you remember last night, Josh?
I do. And that conversation, say where it was.
It will say where it was. I'm not bringing up that what we said in that conversation. I will just tell you that my mom heard my reaction. And she was like, I don't want to know what kind of conversations you and your friends are having, but I heard you say and yell this word, and I'm gonna just text it to you only, Josh. I can test it to both. That's fine. Zoe,
I think I know what the word is.
Zoe, you just can't say it out loud.
I just want to be included. But for real though, because like I don't feel like it's
that's
a cuss
not
word,
spelled so right me, but it's close enough.
Like I don't feel like it's a cuss word, so I'm even more interested.
No, it's
oh
not a cuss word.
My god. And did she know what that meant?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You have a smart mom. Shout out to Miss Jenny.
Yeah.
You got a smart mama. Your mama's cultured. Shout out to Miss Jenny. The fact that she you said that she shout out, Miss Jenny, man. That's actually, there's a lot
of
moms.
To be fair, in context, it's not crazy.
Okay, probably, you're right. Probably there was more context that I'm not.
Because we were talking about the anime that
leads to that. I got you.
Yeah, you know the anime.
Yeah,
with
I know.
The rabbit.
I'm already here.
Yeah, Yeah. That, you know, we were talking about that. But anyway. Shit. All right, yeah, so Josh's list, ice cream.
Yeah. He's like, we're gonna move on now.
Moving on. Y'all can look forward to that. Next week will be top five Red Rangers.
Okay. I've only watched like two.
They probably wait. I'm trying to think how old you are compared to when you would have been allowed to watch
it. My mom didn't have an issue with me watching Power Rangers. She just had an issue with me watching Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon.
Hey, you know those, you know those tight-knit parents. You never know. So I was like,
yeah. I can tell you that I watched Power Rangers like it would have been 02 through 06. Or no, excuse me, 02 through 04.
That would have been, that'd be like that end of Saban in the early Disney era.
So probably. Well, like, I was watching on PBS. I was watching on PBS.
Power Rangers on PBS would, I would assume that'd be like the Turbo. No, Turbo is sweet. You're too young for Turbo. I would assume Dino Thunder.
Or that like sounds wild, probably Wild Force. Dino Thunder Dino sounds correct.
Yeah, Wild Force. Dino Thunder. Yeah. With that transition.
Dino Thunder aired premiered 2004. So,
what came out right before that? So Ninja Storm, Wild Force. Time Force era. I didn't know they aired that on PBS.
Time Force came after Dino Thunder.
No, it did not.
Ninja Storm was really? February 2003, so I would have watched it.
I will admit, Toon Disney messed me up. You know, Toon Disney got stuff late. Yeah.
It went Mighty Morphin, Alien for like 10 episodes, Zeo, Turbo. After Turbo would have been In Space. After In Space would have been Lost Galaxy. After Lost Galaxy would have been Wild Force? No, Time Force and Wild Force. No, because I'm forgetting Lightspeed Rescue.
Lightspeed Rescue was 2000. Time Force was 2001. Wild Force was 2002.
Then Wild Force. Then Ninja Storm. Because that's when Disney would have taken
over. Yeah. So I think I'm going to Google Wild Force just to check. But I think it would have been.
That's the one where they had the sweet ass biker jackets with their animal on the back. And the Red Ranger was like a jungle kid with a bandana that he used. That was a piece of his shirt that he ripped. It was a whole thing. Shout out my boy Cole. He's in the top five. Spoiler.
Yes. This was one that I watched. This was one of the ones. Wild Force was one of the ones that I watched. Cool.
I feel like I need to update this list. Do I?
And
yeah, this list is a little old. Like a couple more seasons have come out since then. I need to update this. I'll do that. Because I don't think this is the same anymore.
Did not watch Time Force. I just looked up the suits and stuff like that. Did not watch Time Force. So yeah. That was 2001.
Yeah, I would assume from what you said, Wild Force and Ninja Storm probably would have been that time frame for you.
Yeah, I think it was Wild Force and Ninja Storm that I watched. And I think I watched a little bit of Dino Thunder. Because theirs also looked familiar. But I didn't watch past that.
Dino Thunder was only three of them.
They're all YouTube/Tubi if you just want to enjoy peak childhood.
We got Power Rangers?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Shout out to Tubi, man. That's cool.
Alright, yeah. With that being said, get into today's episode. Oh, unless y'all want to talk about Nola stuff.
No, we can leave that. Yeah, we said we need to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows what's happened this week. We ain't got to keep banging in there. Is
everybody affected, obviously.
For sure.
But, Yeah. It's a new
it's
year.
2025.
Yeah,
2025, which means a new anime season, which means new anime.
And we're going to hopefully get a top five anime this year. I'm pushing for it. I didn't say this last year. I didn't think we were going to get like a top five. And like some people might put Don Don in their top five now. You never know.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if it's that good yet. Well, I need to see how it ends. This is how I always feel about it. Right now, off one season, I can comfortably say Don and Don would make top 50. Probably at like that 45, like 30 spot. 31. I don't know if it's top 30 yet. 31, 45. Right?
They're not coming out this season. They're not coming out next season, right? But I just want to just say, like, three shows really that like I'm really excited about that's coming out potentially this year. They don't have exact release dates yet, but Domino Ace Act 2,
I did hear about that.
Continuation of that, right? Skate the Infinity second season.
No, it's not.
It's like a not a over, but it's like an in between.
It says second
it's not
season
second
by
season.
Bones.
Oh snap! They changed it to second season because at first it was announced as like, we're giving y'all Skate the Infinity special for 2025.
It doesn't say special, but there's also not an episode numbers list yet. It just says Skate the Infinity season 2.
Okay.
And it's
the OVA release date. Because I hate that Zoe says OVA. I really do. So the OVA release date is March 19th.
Yeah, so that's what's coming out this year. So if it's a special,
OVA. This is projected later past summer. It's not been confirmed for spring or summer. So it could potentially come out fall next year or this time next, or like this time 2026.
Next year.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, the extra premieres January 24th, and then you can get a physical copy in March. So it comes out in like 2 weeks.
Call of the Night season 2.
I don't know.
What?
Oh, the manga ended last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Did they announce season 2?
Call of the Night season 2 is listed on MAL.
Let's go. Now that I'm excited for.
And then, of course,
you also have
My Dress Up Darling.
Rom-com.
Yep.
I got some rom-coms under my belt. Thank you. You reminded me.
Well, that's not a rom-com, but that's fair.
Not today.
That is not a slice of life rom-com.
Not today. But.
Now, My Dress Up Darling, that's a slice of life rom-com, and that's got a season 2 coming out, hopefully, end of this year.
Yeah, it is coming out.
Well, I did see something about that's coming out this year.
Yeah, well, I'm saying hopefully the end of this year is the plan right now.
Oh, yeah.
Would be a top five that come, and we ain't even talking about original anime that could come out this year that could just potentially be top five worthy. You never know.
Also,
you just never know.
The World of Atomic Games is tough for mobs season 2 as well.
Oh yes, finally.
Favorite mob show.
No, Tommy show. That's not confirmed for this season, or spring or summer. It's projected later than that, so.
As long as we getting something, that's all I care about.
Yep.
Because the light novel is insane work.
Yep. And yeah, those are ones that I'm hyped for, coming up eventually.
To be determined.
And then of course, Rise of the Shield Hero season 4 as well.
Get it. All right, but I guess I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about the actual stuff coming out.
Actual stuff coming out this season.
Open my mail app now that I actually use it. I feel like the obvious one, because, I mean, Power Rangers, because Red Rangers is next week. Let's go ahead and do the obvious one. Red Ranger Becomes an Adventurer in Another World is what I'm looking forward to massively. In the anime. And in the final battle against like their evil villains, like whether you think about Lord Zedd or Diva Tox or Dakin or whoever, right? Depending on what era you grew up with, the Red Ranger trades his life for the enemies, And then he gets isekai'd, and he wakes up in another world, and he becomes an adventurer. And people are like, oh, who's this dude who can transform into his magical armor? Blah, blah, blah. And by the end of it, from what I've seen in promotional pictures, he gets a whole new Ranger team with a Megazord. And I'm really curious to see how Megazord is going to work in a world where, like, you know, it's mostly just, hey, magic, spell circle.
Yeah.
Orcs, goblins, and ghouls. Well,
yeah, you know, magic force.
Not that there's also not magic-focused Power Rangers seasons, but, you know. But, yeah, it looks dope.
Exciting.
From what I've seen, it looks cool. I've heard really good things about the manga. So I'm all the way with it. I know I'm gonna be watching it. I'm gonna be 100% locked in for this. I know the first episode comes out the 12th, so it's not out yet, but it comes out next week.
Yes, this time next week, or this time as in like the date that we're recording.
Right. Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't watch Go-Go Loser Ranger, so I feel like I'm gonna do this one.
Was okay. Yeah. I think this is gonna be a lot better.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna do this in place of that. Like. I'm going to dive in.
I think you should still check it out, but I definitely think this is going to be real. I get Google like a 6.5. This is probably going to be like a 7-8.
It does. It's giving that energy. It does. It's giving a lot of action. It's giving like, you know, some plot, but like real. It does seem really action-based. And as an action junkie, I'm excited for it. I'll say that.
Slightly related note, stop making Red Rangers lions. We don't have to keep doing that.
It couldn't hurt.
Don't even think. There are other animals. Matter of fact, also stop using dinosaurs in general. We have like five dinosaur seasons for Power Rangers.
And I like it's
too
that.
Many.
If now, I admit, wait, question as well, if they were to do like sea animals, what would
we've had the a dolphin?
Yeah, we've had a dolphin.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about we've had dolphins, we've had sharks, we've had not that it's a sea animal, but we had a toad one time. I'm just thinking about aquatic creatures.
Killer whale.
No, I
have no idea. I'm just throwing out ideas for.
No, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, there's a lot of
for ranger things. I think
you also have to remember, like, sometimes rangers in Japan don't come over to America because of like disputes and reasons and creative differences. Because they take all the like suit footage or most of the suit footage from Japan and then they just add the American shit. I'll take a full like ranger team. Of like sea creatures, maybe like a orca or like a seahorse or
insects.
I mean, but like I don't necessarily like when we do vehicles, but it, at least it's not dinosaurs, right? There's one where they're all different types of cars. Like there's an F1. There's like a NASCAR car, a couple other things. Well, yeah, it really depends, but that's what I'm looking forward to a lot because like I love Power Rangers and love anime, so putting these two things together is dope. Speaking of, they sold off all of it, like their stock inventory not too long ago, so we don't know what's going to happen to Power Rangers in America.
Well, it looks like Hasbro is having like some debates, but they did confirm just some more Power Rangers news that like. They are trying to work on a new Power Rangers.
Yeah, a reboot to the movies from 2017, which they should have just kept going.
That was good.
Power Rangers 2017. Yeah. All of my friend group does. But yeah, who wants to go next?
Got a few. Dr. Stone Season 4, Science Future. Dr. Stone is returning in the same year Fire Force is returning. And I'm excited because both of these shows dropped at the same time on the same Friday, and they changed my life in two different ways. And the fact that I get them both in the same year, cool. I mean, Dr. Stone's been coming back and, you know, slowly, but like to know that this is the final season is a little sad. I am a little sad because I just feel like we could have just kept learning with things. Like, I would definitely mind.
From what I remember from the manga, Yeah, they needed to wrap it up. When you see the ending, let me know how you feel.
There we go. So, and I have heard the mixed feelings on it, but I just feel like it's like
I thought it was.
I will say this. I'm accepted. We're not gonna be able to see him really bring the world back, but like, and I will admit, some of the inventions are starting to get extra. Like they're getting stuff that I really shouldn't make at home. But I will say, an amazing start. It's an amazing anime. I am excited to see how this all concludes, because it ended season 3 with us saying we're going to the moon and we still wearing like cloth on our feet. So it's kind of like getting to that point where like, okay, the science fiction side of it's really cool. It's a really science fiction ask anime anyways, but it's starting to really get into that. So season 4, we're dabbling in. We found the island where we believe the weapon of petrification has been found, and we're kind of going to study it and learn how to counteract the petrification as well. We already know how to, but just, you know, deeper understanding. But what Senku wants is to save the whole world, and he wants to be able to unpetrify everybody. And it seems the key to do that was left in a little pod on the island, and pretty much we realized we need more information. We gotta go to the moon. So I'm interested to see who the enemy for this season will be. We've taken on, you know, strength. We've took on someone who's cunning. And I feel like at this point the only thing left is to face a Senku of equal value, but how can you make a Mandark just pop out of nowhere? We'll see.
Mandark, we'll see. Crazy work.
Like I'm really excited for this season. Just because I know this is going to be the end. But like I said, the fact that Fire Force is coming out this year too, the 2018, those kind of excited. Because I figured these shows were just going to be back every year. I really did. The way they came out. So, you know, sometimes I realize heart makes, you know, wait, patience makes the heart grow fonder. But, yeah, excited for this wrap up. Season 4, Dr. Stone. This will be probably the one I'm most looking forward to this season. And it's coming out in 3 consecutive cores. So this could be trailing all the way into 2026. I don't know if they're going to do like a core each season. Could be every other season, but this probably won't be finishing up until 2026. But I'm glad it's all going to be one big thing instead of being like, you know, season 4, 5, 6. Like, we're going to just say this is the wrap up. We're going to wrap it up. So, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I was just looking up the meaning for this word because I wasn't sure what it was. Oh, okay. That means monster. Cool. Okay. So, I'm going to break this. All right. So, I have 8 shows that I'm watching, 4 of which I'm committed to heavily, but I'm starting off with my rom-coms of the season, right? There are, of the 8 that I'm watching, 6 of them are rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
So should I start off with like a rom-com corner and do like 2 or 3 right now?
Yeah, you can go ahead. Knock out 3 and come back.
Okay. Cool. Bad. All right, so first one. I'm living with an otaku neat, Kuno Ichi. So basically, a normal salary man named Tsukasa is attacked by Yuma, which is a Japanese word for monster, and is gallantly saved by the appearance of a genius Kuno Ichi, which is a female ninja. Yeah. in Japan. Her name is Shizuri. However, when she's not working, she becomes a neat and is like obsessed with like anime and anime culture and manga and stuff like that. And so when he is saved by her, she's like, "Hey, can I stay here with you?" And he's like, "Sure. I mean, like, you saved me and stuff like that." And so he has very good like house husband skills. And so their story begins after he saved and stuff like that in episode 1. And it's basically him living with her and him spoiling her with his house husband skills, like cooking and cleaning and stuff like that, and her being an otaku neat, and her other ninja friends start showing up as well throughout the rest of the show.
Cool. Now I think about it, you said she's a ninja, so now it's cute to me. Because at first I was like, otaku girl with... I was thinking lazy, but if she's a ninja, she does a lot of work, she does a lot of training.
Neat in her private time.
Exactly. So she literally has time to train.
Honestly, sort of what we are. I mean, like, we're all obsessed with anime.
We're an otaku collective. We definitely... But she also is a ninja. And I, because at first I was like, wait, she just sits around all day and then he cooks and cleans?
Yeah.
But she...
So I feel like I have to watch it.
Yeah, no, exactly. But she's also training and doing things. Like, I'm pretty sure there's days she comes home and just wants a clean house and some food. You know what I'm saying? Like, not have to do it herself. Yep. So that actually sounds cute. That sounds cute.
And he's just a normal salary man. And he's like, there's monsters running around the world and stuff like that. Yeah, you can live.
Can we talk about the influx of salaryman-esque anime recently?
It's a lot. A lot of people are writing from FPOV.
Perspectives. Yeah, they're writing from something they did, and then they're like, I don't like this. And
FPOV. Because
I have one on my list, too, that's not even this. But these two are like the six ones I've heard of in the last like 3 years.
Yeah, they're like Salaryman. Yep. Like, they're the actual main character. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
There was one last season, yes. Yes,
Zom was a... The guy from Zom was a... Well, he worked in advertising.
Well, Zom was still a Salaryman, basically.
Yeah, but it was advertising. So, like, you know, but he had to do the office job. Yeah, he did the office job.
Yeah.
You're right.
Air date was starting today, so first episode is out now, and it is slotted for 24 episodes this season.
Okay.
The next one that I have is Can You Keep a Secret? No. Main guy, main girl, aren't just coworkers anymore. They started dating recently, and they are really into each other. He has a very helpful and humble attitude that makes her giddy and like she's like really cute and stuff like that, and he's really helpful and humble. She loves that. That makes her like blush and get all giddy and stuff like that, which is cute, and he loves that. So it's like an endless cycle between the two of them. And the problem is that their new relationship, they want to keep it under wraps at work and stuff like that to prevent things from being awkward with them and their coworkers and everybody else around them and stuff like that. But seeing as how they can't keep their hands off each other, they run the risk of spilling their secret with every single day at the office. This reminds me of a manga that I'm caught up on recently, and I'm like, yeah, no, I have to watch this because this is up my alley because I really enjoyed the manga that I read, mm-hmm. And this is very similar to it. Except for the manga that I read, they were already married before starting work at this office job. And their office didn't allow partners or couples or anything like that. But they didn't know that before they got hired. Whereas this one, their office allows it. It's just that they don't want to tell their coworkers just to keep things from getting awkward.
Yeah. One thing I've learned just from like watching a lot of Japan videos is people easily get like embarrassed from certain things. Like PDA is not a big thing. Like you, if you're doing PDA, you're pretty much an asshole.
PDA is like, not a big thing, but these two are very much into it.
But they're into it, but they're not trying to be assholes to everyone. So they're like, hey, let's just, you know, keep them the rep. Because I used to think, oh, he's doing that. Like, you know, if you do that, you're cheating, or you're doing that, you don't like the person. No, they just really big on like, do we really need to do PDA? Do we really got to kiss in front of these people?
Yeah.
We can go home. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it actually does play into... That's something I, like, recently learned in the last 6 months. Like, you know, we see the anime side of it, but, like, I'm just been watching a lot more, like, culture videos, people going over there, people who live there, and it's a big thing. PDA is not normal. If you're doing it, they look at you like you're the delinquent kid kind of thing, or you're the gear girl, the one that wears all the makeup and different colored hair.
Yeah.
And, like, you get judged for it.
Neither of them are are on that spectrum. Neither of them are on the spectrum. There are two normal people that just don't want to make things awkward at work, But they're like, damn, I want to see the other person. It starts airing tomorrow after recording, so Monday. So by the time that this episode comes out on Thursday, first episode will be out. So if you want to check that out, that will be out. It does not say the number of episodes that it is slotted for, so I'm going to assume 12.
And I want to say something else because this has caught me. Are we assuming, so everything we're talking about so far, are we assuming it's all Crunchyroll or...
See where it's coming out on. Okay. I don't see where it's...
It sounds like a high dive show. That's just why I asked it.
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Lately, I mean, most of them have been coming on high. Like, high dive has been snatching up isekai and round calls like crazy.
I will say, so licensors, right now it says none found.
So, really no one knows until it airs, kind of thing.
Yeah. And it starts airing tomorrow, so I don't know. So, next one after that, though, is Medica Kuro Iwa is impervious to my charms. That is the main guy's name. Mona, the main girl, is cute would be an understatement for her. She's like the darling of the school, the star of the school and everything like that, right? And everybody, guy, girl, whoever, right, simps over her and everything like that. And she pretty much gets her way with everybody and everything because of her charms. Well, she's tired of this and stuff like that, right? She's looking for somebody that like isn't overwhelmed by her charm and her cuteness and stuff like that and won't fold because it's her. And just to be a friend or anything like that, like not even like romantically. But one day she comes across Kuro Iwa, the main guy, who is seemingly immune to her overwhelming charisma and charm. She goes out of her way to talk to him and even like turns it up a notch, like actually tries to be cute and stuff like that, even more so than normal. Yeah. But no matter what she tries, like Mona cannot wipe like make him smile or make him crack or anything like that. Back into the corner, Mona is forced to use her most devastating weapon in her arsenal, her physical allure, is what this says. So drastic measures would leave other boys foaming at the mouth and stuff like that, but Kuro Iwa remains unfazed by her attempts. Little does she know, though, is that he's barely hanging on by a thread, mentally before folding and stuff like that, and because he is training to become a monk, and so he's trying to resist and stuff like that, or he's trying to become a monk, so he's not trying to like get involved in relationships or anything like that. He's trying to become like stoic, and so he tries his best to not be held down by like worldly pleasures and stuff. But Mona continues to go all out to entice Kuro Iwa. She fails to recognize that his unintentional chivalry might just make her fall for him instead.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Mm-hmm. It does sound very cute. So it's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to make this guy fall for me, and then ends up falling for him instead.
Fair enough.
It is slotted for 12 episodes. The first episode has yet to come out, but it is slotted for Tuesday of this week, so it will be out by the time this episode is out.
I bet. I'll go next. Again, let me see. Let's talk about... I left my A-rank party to help my former students reach the dungeon depths. Anytime like somebody's in an overly powered group for no reason and they leave or they get kicked out and then pick up a new band of ragtag ragamuffins, I'm always like, alright, cool, I can get behind this. So the main character is Yuke Feldio. He's a red mage. Left his party after being mistreated as a handyman and ridiculed for 5 years. 5 years is crazy work, first of all. I would have been gone like 6 months in. Hockey. And so he was unemployed for a little bit, or so he thought. An all-female adventurer party asked him to join a squad. They're his former students, and now they just go around beating dungeons one after one. You know, obviously he's OP, so I'm sure he hides it at first, and then it gets revealed when they're in a sticky situation. But I like shows like this. Nothing to talk about. I'll get more into it. How many episodes is this slated for? Is it? I don't know. We don't know yet. But I'm sure it'll be a 12, maybe 14 max. It's a Bandai Namco production. So I'm sure we'll get a video game or should I say a mobile game eventually. Yeah, they do. But yeah, I'm excited for this. The characters look cool. Every girl fits one of the tropes so far. So we'll see how it turns out. And if this is a harem or not.
But it's probably gonna be harem esque. Like he's probably not gonna be into him, but they're gonna be like, he's like the hot teacher or something. So they're
it's
him.
Not one of the tags, so that's a good sign. So we'll see.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go next then.
My etchy show
of the season. You know, always gotta have one. Deniko, the elf girl's cat, is secretly an S-rank monster.
I saw that. I'm good.
I know.
Then nobody ever asked to be a cat. You know what I'm saying? But this guy, this monster, has been turned into a cat after being isekai, and pretty much is found by a beautiful elf adventurer after the brink of death. And rather than finishing him off, she's like, "Hey, let me take care of this cat." And I'm watching this because the dog anime, the one that we don't speak of.
Fan or whatever.
No, yeah. I didn't like that one because she started trying to mess with the dog. Like, I didn't watch this show to watch dog porn. I watched this show to watch a boy.
There's so many better ways to say that.
I mean, but like, oh, but for real, like,
that was my first, but that's my first, like, because I haven't seen Beastars, but like, I'm like, the whole furry thing, I promise you, I mean, I know what it is now, I'm into it, but I got, like, learned about it way later than y'all. I already know it. So, I like it when you're like a fly on the wall. So, like, you know, being a dog or being a cat, you're a fly on the wall. Like, no one's caring you're there, but she might do something in her bed that she don't give a fuck about doing in front of her dog or cat, but you're really
the
person.
Yeah, people are weird, bro.
But like, bro, come on. Your dog is sitting in the corner sleeping. You can't do something in your bed? What?
Nah. First of all, my animals don't sleep inside.
Okay,
unless
the
like
ones that do.
Freezing outside. No animal has ever slept in this house outside of, like, adolescence.
I had a dog that slept in the bed, bro, at the bottom of the bed.
Nah, every animal I've ever had, besides, like, a fish, right? Every animal I've ever had that could be outside once they were old enough has been outside.
Oh, I couldn't do that. And that, I still, to this day, don't think I could do that because after, like, when the dog was no longer mine and I found out he became an outside dog, it pissed me off. I'm still pissed about it. Like, there's just some dogs that, like, when you bred and born inside, why would you do that? That's like, I don't know. I get why you do it, Josh. And I'm not going to say to each their own, of course. But, like, if you bred a dog in it for, like, half of its life, or at least the first three or four years of its life.
That's different, right?
Yeah.
No, these are dogs that were either given or bought that were born outside.
Okay.
Potty trained, like, because they were too small to be outside. And then once they were old enough to be outside, all right, big dog,
you slowly were turning them outside.
6 years inside, and then, like, mom was like, all right, big dog, you a little too big being in the house. No, it was, like, once they were stable and, like, they could be inside if there was a storm or something without shitting everywhere, it was like, all right, cool, out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, but usually in these situations, the dog or cat is really small.
And it's like I said, it's like the fly on the wall thing.
Yeah,
I think
different. It's different. Like, if I had like a Yorkie or something, maybe it'd be an inside dog. Probably.
You, bro. Yeah, if you had like
all my dogs have always been medium build, bare minimum.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never had a. I've only had a. The only dog I've ever had was a Shih Tzu Yorkie.
Well, yeah. So, that, of course, that's an inside dog.
Okay, cool. But well, he wasn't no more. After he left my house, he was outside dog. So I get what you're saying. Like, but some people do different. But,
yeah, no, that's a little bit different. Yeah.
But I don't like. I
probably accept a small dog, but you know, big dogs. Now get the fuck out of my room. Why are you in my face?
That's understandable.
Like you lick your balls and then you trying to come lick my face? No.
But I am I'm excited for this one to hopefully be just that. Like the cat is the fly on the wall, and while she takes a bath, he just like. There's already a clip I've seen going around where, like, she's like, oh, let's get in the bath. And he's like, I'm not going to get in the bath. Then he gets in the bath. He's like, I'm not going to look. And then she, like, pulls him in. And then he's like, I'm not going to do this. Like, it's this monster is a chivalrous monster. So it's kind of really funny to see, like, you know, the chivalry get broken down, all of that. But, like I said, as long as it doesn't cross over into the bestiality side, I think I will really enjoy this one. I always love a good etchy show. So yeah, not really much to say about it. 12 episodes, so just like, you know, one and done little show, little fun side show. But I'm just praying it's not, you know, her trying to be into the cat. Because she's an elf, so you know, the last time with the dog, that was a normal human girl, and she was trying to mess with the dog. So I'm just hoping that this elf isn't like that. And I just hope it's a bunch of just random fairy tale esque situations where it's just like random shots of just etchy scenes. Yeah. Love a good etchy show, man.
Seth, what's your
okay, by the way, I looked
it up. Hey, he must have worked with this piece. I'm just playing.
I looked it up. The neat anime is coming out on Amazon Prime and Hulu. Hulu.
Guess I ain't what? Guess
Amazon I'm Prime and Hulu, right?
Oh, I got Disney.
Okay. Right, cool. Can You Keep a Secret is coming out on Hulu as well. And
Hulu's getting exclusive anime.
Impervious to My Charms is also coming out on Hulu as well.
Right, so all these rom-coms are Hulu based. All right.
Yes, sir.
You have Hulu?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have that Disney Plus bundle that I'm like locked into.
Right, that we all got, right?
Yeah, that we all got whenever we were in college.
Wait, what was the bundle in college?
The most recent one.
I thought you were talking about the one that just a month. Yeah, they just did one.
That's the one me and Zach just.
I'm locked into the
The legacy one.
The legacy one.
Like
that's $10 a month. No, it's $10.
Yeah.
It's $10 a month, and 10? I get or.
When commercial?
No.
No. It's like 15 a month, and it's no commercials. And it's Disney Plus, like ESPN Plus, and Hulu.
Yeah, the legacy one. $15. That's why my mom stopped getting it. I was like, all right.
Nah, I've been locked into my price, the same price since college. My price will not change. But those three are coming out on those. The next one, I'm pretty sure, Josh, we might share this one. Zenshu.
Yes. Or allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. Basically, Zenshu is the main character is Natsuko Hirose. And after graduating high school, she starts her career as an animator. She quickly flourished with her talent and everything like that. Made her debut as a director in no time. Her first anime became a massive hit, sparking a social phenomenon and earning her recognition as an up-and-coming genius director. Her next project is set to be a romantic comedy movie themed around first love. However, she's never experienced first love at all in her life. And as a result, it puts the show and everything on halt and slows everything to a standstill. Because she doesn't know what to write or direct or anything like that, because she doesn't understand the concept of first love. And so I believe that this show will be about her finding,
her discovering that.
Yeah. Her discovering what it means to love and discovering a first love and everything like that. And
man, at that point, that's what you outsource for. You're like, oh, I have no experience in this, but this is my project. Let me just make a phone call. Like, hey, yo, big dog, you've been in love before. I need you to help me write this. Cause we don't love these hoes over here.
But it's going to be about her finding first love and learning, like, as she learns what a first love is, writing about it. And like turning that into an anime, and it's going to be directed by MAPPA. So it is a show about an animator by the most overworked animators.
Funny.
Irony of the situation. Yep. It is not. I don't see the amount of episodes that it slotted for, so I'm going to assume 12. And this will be coming out on Crunchyroll.
Right. Okay.
This will be coming out on Crunchyroll. You want me to do my last two as well?
Yeah. Did you do three? I was like, Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was three.
The next romantic comedy is Honey Lemon Soda. It's about a 15-year-old girl named Ishimori. Middle school was really rough on her. She got bullied a lot. She didn't really know how to like socially interact with people, and she would freeze up whenever like people would go to talk to her, and that earned her the nickname Rocky. And she got bullied because of that. And but now she's in high school. Now is a chance for a fresh start to improve herself and everything like that. But first weekend, the main guy of this show accidentally spills a juice on her at lunch. And on paper, the main guy's name is Kai. He has like blonde hair. He's really flashy. He's not afraid to speak his mind or anything like that. Like everything, like the way that she views it, it's everything that she isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, despite all that, Kai encourages her to slowly come out of her shell, offering help when she wants it, and when others avoided to do so. That's her first name, Uka Ishimori. Although Uka initially wanted to forge friendships, she has realized her true feelings and has fallen in love with Kai, the like most popular guy in the school. And what started with a lemon soda is about to change Uka and Kai's lives forever. And that's what the juice was a lemon soda.
Yeah. Which is we why gotta it's get honey you lemon a soda. Filler word.
Huh?
We got to get you a new filler word because I thought, oh, we're about to start rapping.
See. It happens whenever I read sometimes.
Yeah, nah, I'm hip. Me too. Yeah, because if I had a dollar for every time you did that, man, that's
you would have had like $20 right there.
Both easy pizza right there.
You would have had $20 like right there in that one smooth
ass combo meal from Both Easy.
This is slotted for Hulu as well. Did it again, Hulu and Prime Video, and it does not say how many episodes it is slotted for. I'm going to assume 12.
Yeah,
it will. The first episode would have aired by the time this episode comes out, although it is not out yet as of recording. I think that the first episode for this comes out the day that this episode drops.
So Thursday.
The 9th.
Okay. Thursday anime then. All right.
Yes,
cool.
Sir.
And then, what's the last one?
The last one. I'm getting married to a girl I hate in my class. Hi, though. High school student Saito Hojo has married his classmate Akane, the girl who is his biggest rival at the school. The two can't seem to get along with each other, but their heart-pounding newlywed life is about to begin. I assume it's for class.
Right. Okay.
I assume it's for newlywed. Like a home ed class and stuff like that. There was a previous anime that I watched with Zach maybe 2 years ago that had a very similar premise of this.
Yeah, I remember you talking about.
Yeah.
But they were in university, right?
No. They were in high school. They were in high school. They were, that was a senior year class is what they were taking. Mm. I assume that this is going to be something along those lines where you take this class as a senior to like learn how to like live co-ed with each other and stuff like that. And I don't know if they live together or not. It doesn't seem like it. No, you could not do that in America. Not at all. Everybody would be fucking. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. He had his head open-ended.
It was open-ended, but I was.
He just went ahead and put the period on it, huh? All right.
Say the truth that's in the dark. This man. Will be on Crunchyroll as well.
Fair enough.
And it is slotted for 12 episodes.
Okay.
And the producers, by the way, is Aniplex.
God damn. Lions just won 31-9? Shout out to Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, you weren't playing for me anywhere because all the championship games were already over at this point, besides the one I didn't have you in. But whatever. Sakamoto Days and Solo Leveling, we all have together, so I'm gonna push them back. How many I got? I'm trying to knock all these out real quick so I can just be done. First up, we were talking about Salaryman earlier. Headhunted to another world from Salaryman to Big Four. Dinosuke Uchimura, normal everyday boring Salaryman in Japan, just trying to climb the corporate ladder, probably killing himself to do it. But then he's summoned to a terrifying fantasy world by the demon overlord. Offers him a new job. Was one of the heavenly kings of his army. So it goes from Salaryman to Knight of the Apocalypse, basically. I'm gonna give him Phantom or Phantom, just cause. He gets full benefits though. So I mean, it's kind of an upgrade. And he doesn't have magic or muscles, but he's got everyday office worker skills. So I assume he just kind of keeps all the affairs in order, runs the numbers, make sure people get paid and get their benefits. Also, what kind of benefits do you think you get being in the Demon Lord's army? Curious. I mean, like dental? Do you think he gets dental? Do you need dental in the world with magic? Can you not just do the thing?
You could.
This is where either of you respond. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I said you could.
Y'all ain't worth shit, bro. Next up. Just leave me out here to hang dry, man. Bogus skill, Fruit Master. About that time, I became able to eat unlimited numbers of skill fruits that kill you, which is in parentheses.
Okay. So,
in this world, one can gain special abilities by eating a skill fruit. Yo, you just this is a devil fruit.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
I was gonna say, this is just a devil fruit, but like,
what the fuck? To eat another is a certain death. Yo, you just copy Oda whole fucking flow word for word, bar for bar. However, Light obtains a skill called Fruit Master, which is unsuitable for battle. He resigns himself to a life as a farmer, but by chance he eats another skill fruit. At this moment, he learns the hidden ability of Fruit Master. Why haven't I died? Is this some sort of new skill? And so basically, this is a story of going from lowly farmer to that nigga, and he's just Blackbeard. And I don't appreciate this at all. I'm gonna watch this, but I didn't read this. I just saw the title and I was like, oh, that sounds quirky and cool. I like anime like this with unnecessarily long ass titles. Bro, just ripped off Oda. What the fuck?
He said, what if I make devil fruits devil fruits? I make one guy able to eat all of them.
That's literally what that is. That's so crazy. I promise you, if I see like some random shit where people turn into animals, I'm like, those are zones. Oh yeah, I'm suing. I'm suing for Oda. I'm spending the block. It's crazy work. I may be a guild receptionist, but I'll solo any boss to clock out on time. Alina Clover signed up to be the receptionist for the Adventurers Guild, thinking it would be her ticket to the good life. Unfortunately, her dream gig turns into an overtime nightmare whenever adventurers get stuck clearing a dungeon. To save herself from paperwork, she goes in and saves the ass themselves. She beats down monsters to solve her problems.
She literally says, "I'm going home." So she goes.
Nah, that's real. I'm keeping the buck.
Beats them up and then comes back and clocks out.
She's like, "Hey, I need y'all to come turn this quest in, or I can't go home." So yeah, that's lit. I think I'm gonna enjoy this.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna watch this one now. This actually sounds better now.
I add to my list myself.
Because that just sounds like it's gonna be action. It's gonna be still some funny moments. Because it's gonna be work related moments where she's just like, I could do this, or I could just go save him, and then I can clock out at 5:00. Like, I don't see there being any night episodes. It's all gonna be day episodes because he's trying to get out of work. All
right, I'm also watching like the Snow Saga for Blue Exorcist, but Zoe can talk about that. I'm watching Ashura season 2, but I don't think either of you have seen season 1 yet.
I've not.
So people who know. And then I'm also watching the newest iteration of Fate, Strange Fate. If you've seen Fate before, you know how the Holy Grail War works. This is based on the third one, so I'm curious how this is gonna go. It's in Fuyuki. I love Fate just off of the animation style and the fight, so I'm sure it'll be great. I'll talk about it more as it continues. But the last one I want to talk about is, even given the worthless appraiser class, I'm actually the strongest. And again, every time someone gets a bullshit class and they turn it into a strength, it's so dope to me. I love anime like that. You will always see me go to bat for one, regardless of how long or unnecessary the title is. In a fantasy world where jobs are God-given from birth, heroes are born, not made. And Ean's job of appraiser has put him about as far from the hero pedestal as possible. Used, abused, and eventually abandoned by his fellow adventurers, Ean decides it just isn't worth going on. Luckily for him, luckily for him, though, the end may just be the beginning as well as a new lease on life. Turns out his worthless job may just be the key to becoming a hero after all. So I assume the appraisal skill lets him do some extra shit, probably just pick up goated weapons that are in a fucking bin somewhere, like he's Zoro finding cursed swords. We'll find out. But I like useless skills turning into cool stuff, because I'm an MMO guy, so I always pick like classes that are like not as good to people and just pick up the items like, "Oh, bro, why are you playing this? Blah, blah, blah." Now, I'm not like Elon Musk playing the worst build in Elden Ring, but you know, I like to be adventurous. So again, stuff like this, like lower level classes, like playing Final Fantasy, I'd always like do the odd man out build. But yeah, I think it'll be cool. All the characters look dope. The animation from what I've seen from the trailers looks nice. So I'm down. Also, man, that rain is coming down. I don't know if y'all hear it or not.
I cannot.
But yeah.
They said we were getting some storms tonight because we're dropping into the 20s later this week. So yeah, it's gonna be nasty. It's probably just hitting you first, and then we'll get ours later. So
I saw Sakamoto in Cell 11, which I'm sure we'll get to. That is all my anime.
Those are probably really gonna be our last two. I'll step in on the Blue Exorcist tip. Josh kind of mentioned before that it gets better after that third season that we got, and I can attest he has been right. Like, we've gotten more locked into the origin of the Okamura brothers. I'm pretty excited for this next season. This is now season 4 or 5. This is so weird to say that because
it's weird. Technically, it's like core two. Of
it's
like whatever.
But you go to Crunchyroll, it's treating it like a whole different season. Like, it won't pop up.
Crunchyroll is giving it that Netflix approach. It's like, oh, this is something new with a new title, new season. I'm just like, all right.
It's really.
This is the Blue Knight Saga, which is the night that basically they were born, with all the devil burning everybody and shit. So I'm curious to see how you react to it more than anything.
And on Mal, it's showing that we'll finally get to meet Satan. Like, his character will be animated. Because they only have, like, a manga picture of him right here. So I'm excited to see that. Like, I would love to... Let's figure this out. Like, I've really never I thought I knew how they were born. I really did. Like, watching season one, you thought, oh, I've watched other devil animes before. We know how Satan creates his kids, but it seems like there's a different element to it. After watching this previous season, the snow season, and seeing, like, some things they found out, I'm actually not confused, but just more interested, because I don't think it was just simple sex. I'll say it like that. I think there was definitely more bigger factors in play. And yeah, man, we're going in. It's one of those times where we're going into a filler. It's not even like a filler arc. It's a past arc. Like, we're hopping into the past to see what happens. And I'm excited for it. It's giving me the same feeling I got when I knew we were doing, like, the Odin arc in One Piece. And I wasn't like, oh, this is going to suck. I was more like, ooh, what the fuck did happen? So, yeah, I think Blue Exorcist fans are eating right now. The animation could be better. I know a lot of people have been complaining, why can't we get season one animation again? Well, that was 2015.
Oh, hell,
2025. It's 2025. And I'm with it. I like the 2015 animation better, too. Hell, even the 1.5 season was pretty good compared to where we're at now. But I think once we get into the battles more, we'll appreciate this. The battles have all been pretty good since this new animation style came out. The flames are pretty, they're like existential and really set in, and like all the animation of the fights have kind of made it worth it. So, yeah, I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for the future Blue Exorcist. Like, I don't know when, because it's technically still, the manga hasn't finished, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so like I really thought when we got to this point 10 years later, the manga would have been finished and like I would have been read it or something, but nah, man, it's still going. So Blue Exorcist fans are eating, man. So I'm excited. This is definitely a good time to be a fan. I'll go ahead and start it, since I'm probably the one person here who doesn't know about Sakamoto Days. I'm only excited to watch this because of the hype. Kaiju number 8 was a hype thing. Chainsaw Man, Dandadan. I saw all these animes hyped by the manga before it came out. Sakamoto Days probably out of all four I just named was the one I least seen, but I did see it. And, you know, I kind of got an idea of what the show's about now, but I don't understand how, like, watching a fat guy roll around and shoot people gets everyone so excited. So maybe I just need to tap in and get real locked in, and I'll understand.
It's really good. I think you should read the manga. I know you usually hesitate to read manga, but it's really good. So basically, Taru, his name's Taru Sakamoto, is the greatest hitman of all time. Like, I'm talking about John Wick type shit, right?
Yep.
Like, do not fuck with this man. And he's like, don't mess with him. He's the boogeyman, the Baba Yaga, whatever, right? Falls in love, and he's like, all right, you know what? For you, I'm done. I'm out. It's over. I'm retired. Opens up a convenience store. But nobody else believes he's done. So they keep rolling up on him. And the issue is, he's promised to never kill again. So he has to deal with them without killing people. And he lives in this, like, basically small rural-ass town where it's just, like, I mean, the convenience store, a couple other things, but it's just basically his mom and pop, like, little town, you know, out the way. Like, not to, you know, throw names out there, but one of us may live in one of these places, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, not like a Montgomery, but like a Prattville, like a, no,
bro.
Kind of out of the way.
Wetumpka, around the side. Not to be specific.
Yeah, not to be super specific.
Not to be specific.
But if I had to give an example, something like that.
I love the manga for this, though.
Nah, it's lit. It's also very well drawn, which is why I understand where some people might be questioning the animation choices.
And also,
but I haven't even heard the voice acting yet, so the fact people are mad at the voice acting is crazy work, especially Japanese voice acting.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, the dub's not even anywhere near to being the thing yet.
I've always found it extremely hard to hate the Japanese voice acting. Like, it works
but
so
I guess,
well.
I guess for them, it's like hearing like one of that one American voice actor you hate
Yeah, I guess.
Or just you're like super fucking tired of. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this dude's in everything. Like, why is he this person?
Yeah, that can happen.
So, yeah, it's a little bit different. I'm sure they feel that way when they watch Family Guy in English or something. But, yeah, that's Sakamoto Days. Is it just Solo Leveling? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I was also going to add to Sakamoto Days that the other two main characters, right, the girl won't start off there as well. We'll meet her later on. But basically, yeah, she's a daughter of a Yakuza. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
You are not incorrect.
And the other one, we meet episode one, who's basically an assassin that, like, looked up, like he's a hitman himself, that looked up to Sakamoto and is like, I can't believe, like, you turned into this, like fat old guy and stuff like that. And then, yeah, basically he ends up working at the store.
Yeah, my boy Shin. Yep. Another racially ambiguous Japanese person with blonde hair. But hey, we in there.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling.
Ooh. Probably the most anticipated show of the season.
We have arrived. It will only get better from here. This is what peak feels like. If you thought season one was insane with that Igarus fight,
just wait.
I'm a little close to my mic for this. Just wait on it. Wait on it.
We start off for those that don't know, Solo Leveling. E-Rank Hunter goes to Chad Hunter, basically.
Yeah, he goes from zero to hero. Times two.
Times a lot.
For all you Disney fans out there, shout out Hercules.
Hercules. But yeah, and this season, Josh, we're starting off with the ice gate. Snow gate.
Red gate.
Well, it is a red gate, but I'm talking about the area that we're in is a snow area, because I said that specifically because Josh would know.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, is that what episode one is?
That's what episode one is.
Oh, man, I'm watching that.
And we see the older brother, Esther and Hunter, show up at the gate.
All right. Well, this is where the tension starts, and this is where we can see Arise really put in work. This is where the army gets like start being built. It's not really spoiler because like episode one's already out and like it's kind of the whole point of the gimmick, you know. But I'm super excited for these next 12 episodes because I know we won't get Jayu.
We are not, but they are heavily hinting at it. Even in episode one, they are strongly heavily hinting at it.
Saying that they're learning how to fly. Yeah. Right, the mobile game's doing radar right now, which is why I was like, y'all really doing this in the anime and you know we're close yet? I was like, okay. But I'm super excited to see how this turns out. We're gonna see a lot more Heian. Get ready to see Igarus put in work. I'll say that. I mean, obviously Jen will because he's the main character, but Igarus has always been my favorite summon. And then it's like Tank after that, but nobody else knows. Nobody likes Tank like I do. Shout out Tank. Oh, hey, y'all gonna be Tank.
Josh, by the way, the main voice actor that plays Sakamoto,
yes,
is the main guy in Gintama, and is also Escanor.
Oh, it is.
Okay. And Katakuri. So I don't know how they could like how people are hating on his voice acting. I don't know.
I don't know if it's him.
Yeah, that's fair. I just assume main character.
Yeah, the fact like the episode, not even like what is it even technically out yet?
The first episode is not out.
But yeah, I've been hearing
January 11th. Like, so as of the airing date of this episode, it still won't be out yet.
Unless they're specifically just talking about trailer, which is crazy work. I've been hearing, and I've seen like articles about people in Japan being very upset about the animation and the voice acting for this. But if it's just off the trailer, that's crazy work. But actually, you know what? Nah, as an American, we bullied the Sonic people, and look how great that turned out.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
A bully. That's a $1 billion bully right there.
That we bullied the shit out of them.
They would not have gotten a trilogy.
And then Ugly Sonic turned up in the Chip and Dale movie, which is also a great movie. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a bit of the doubt because they might know what they're talking about. We'll see. I'm very excited for Sakamoto Days and Solo Leveling specifically. I'm going to watch the new Solo Leveling episode after we get off the pod. But if that's it, then we can wrap this up.
I was going to mention just a couple of anime real quick. I'm not necessarily watching them, but they are really popular.
Yeah, we know what you do by now. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are really popular. I was going to mention them because these are all second seasons, right? Apothecary Diary Season 2. First episode comes out January 10th. So look forward to that. It is, the first season was 24 episodes. The episodes, it is not slotted for any specific number, so very well could be 24 again. My Happy Marriage Season 2. I actually really want to go back and watch Season 1 of both of these shows. The first season was 13, so this season is also 13 episodes. Second season of that is coming out, and it is out by the air date of this episode. So you can go and watch the first episode of that. The 100 Girlfriends Who Really, 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 Really Love You, Season 2, is out as well. The first episode is not out as of the air date of this episode. It will be out January 12th. But look forward to that ahead of time. And for Zach, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun Season 2 also comes out the same date, January 12th. So you have those on the same day coming out. Season 2 of that is coming out. And that's all the ones that I was going to mention.
All right, bet that. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another great episode. We get out here kind of early as shit. Hey, look at
us. An hour 15 episode, guys.
Look at us, guys. It's not even 11 o'clock yet.
Shout out.
But mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. It's a new year, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 2025 has arrived. Like, I want y'all to take a moment and realize that all the fucked up shit that happened to you last year, all the good shit that happened to you last year, all that's a wash now. Don't matter. It's 2025. It's a new year, new start. You at zero. Wins and losses don't matter. It's brand new game. So you need to take that first step in whatever it is you do this year with full on confidence and realize that this year is your year. This is your year to be great. This is your year to manifest all the shit you want in life. Even if it's just a step at a time, brick by brick. All right? This is Legos. Take your time. We got all day. Like, even though life is short and it's hard as fuck sometimes, there's some really beautiful moments that you can take from that. So whatever you want to do this year, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you want to put forth into the atmosphere, do that shit. Because this is the year of you. And that being said, mental health and mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. If you're being abused mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, talk to somebody. If you ever get to the point where you feel like your own way out is out, go ahead and dial 988. Talk to the National Suicide Hotline. You know, get that stuff out. Don't act on it. But our DMs are open. Your friends are more open than you think. Your family is too. Somebody in your life loves you enough. Want you to be here. You just got to talk to them. Yeah, that's it. So.
All right. You already know, man. You can follow the pod on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC. You can also follow us on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod or on Facebook. Just type in Otaku Collective Podcast and like the page. You also can follow us individually. You can follow me on Instagram at _whataboutzoe. You can follow Seth on all platforms at C3 Smooth and Josh on all of the same platforms at my _ own profit. We're here. It's 2025. I'm excited. And that's how you start the year. Steph, take us on.
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Otaku Collective Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends, coworkers, anybody that you know that loves anime or likes anime or you're trying to get into anime. Please share it with them. We're a funny anime podcast and we want more people to enjoy anime. And we want more people to learn about potential shows that they could be interested in. That's the reason why we do these preview episodes, is to preview for y'all and for us what's coming out this season, and to let y'all know and us know what shows are returning, what shows are new, what romantic comedies like myself is interested in, and hopefully y'all will stick around past this episode as well. We're on all major streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts as well. And with that said, this is the first episode.
Wait, before you do that. Yeah. Yeah, again, shout out to 2025, but next week, it's Across the Spider-Verse. Spoiler alert. Super excited for that.
Watch it before we
Seth
record.
Seth has never seen it. And I'm really excited, but also to the I'm really close to my mic, to the Spider-Verse motherfuckers, to the developers. I need Beyond to be that shit. And I need Beyond to be that absolute shit. Take your time, but can we get an update, please? For the love of God, I need it. I need it so bad. I need it in my vein. That cliffhanger was mean, bro. I need it. Let me know. But all right, yeah. Seth, do the thing.
Ice in the veins like D-Lo. All right. With that said, though, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.